Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I held a cup standing with his hand on his car.
That's the late, great Stevie Ray bringing us back a little SRV for your pleasure. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my books, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And the one for the new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number 3, that's thethirdingredient.com. Check that out. All of them available at Amazon. Matthew Owenby is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. A great member of our Brain Trust, Chief Human Resources Officer and Senior Vice President with Aflac. As I say, an organization that I've been very fond of for many, many years on a number of different levels, and an organization I encourage you to talk to and to check out and consider what they offer you. I know a lot of businesses that use their services, Matthew, and I mean this. This is you and I aren't doing any business. I'm saying this from what I know about a lot of friends of mine. Your businesses, your resources have helped so many of my friends' businesses keep really good people, and you make it easy for them. So I congratulate you on that. You guys work hard for
small businesses. Well, we appreciate that.
So you
yeah, we're proud to be partners with small businesses. It's our core customer. And yeah. So when just like with the Workforces Report, we like to try and give back and we appreciate that.
Well, yeah, and this Workforces Report, folks, they do once a year. Is it once a year or twice a year? I always forget.
It's once a year. I mean, it's one of these things. It takes us about nine months to get the data back. It's nationally reviewed. It comes from all the industries within the small business community. And we try and get it out as early as we can. It just depends right. on how quickly people respond to us.
Right. And so, folks, this is really a really outstanding view into what's going on in the workplace, in the small business, the Main Street workplace, and where the challenges are, where the opportunities are, and how to apply some solutions to the challenges. And that's what we've been talking about. So these are some of the trends that you found. Many of the workers have a false sense of confidence about the benefits that they've chosen. They think they've made a better decision than they probably have. Many of them are not financially secure. They're maybe not living paycheck to paycheck, but not much beyond that. How can we improve that? And then you talked about how employers can contribute to that to help their employees to make better decisions. You got some more ideas on that, too. Tell us about it.
Yeah, a couple more things. I want to just really go back to that employer's role. Employees, consider the employer to be the primary source of education around benefits. So as we transition to the final 2, 4, and 5, is that we know that in order to differentiate themselves, small businesses that offer better benefits can attract better talent. We know also, to the point that you made at the beginning of the segment, that almost 70% of employees say that improving benefits and changes to their benefits packages will make them happier and more likely to stay where they are. And I think that's really the point here, is that you've got to have the best you can. You got to create a comprehensive, or at least a feeling of a comprehensive benefits package in order to not only attract but maintain a workforce, particularly when you've got such a kind of a war for talent going on right now across the United States. And then finally, we know that voluntary insurance is certainly a way to do that. And in an environment where healthcare costs are basically continuing to rise year over year, we know that voluntary insurance products can help close the gaps, doesn't cost a small business anything, and provides an enormous amount of value to the employees.
Well, and what I like about, and you call it voluntary, I like to think of it as customized too, because when you've got an, folks, these in America we have a marketplace where every family has different requirements, different needs, different concerns. Some people are more concerned about one area than they are about another. And you can customize the beautiful thing, you know, just sort of like going to the grocery store. You've got 16 different kinds of potato chips you can buy. You, in America, we have that kind of an array of offerings in our benefits products. And you offer them, other companies offer them. And that's the beauty of being in America. You have these options, don't you?
That's right, and I think that it's a great point. Is it, you know, the small business employer probably has more flexibility around the customization of benefits plans than even large employers like myself and Aflac. So, taking advantage of that, whether it's the, you know, unusual things in the local environment that you're in, or the connection with the talent environment, talent pool that you're in. Maybe the pool you're in has different needs than the ones that we see nationally. But to your point, the customization, I think, is really where you differentiate yourself. And employees can detect that. They know, certainly in this age of ubiquitous information, either if they don't know it, they can find it out pretty quickly.
Right.
They can do comparative shopping, and we see that. We see that in our own candidate base where you know, they go out and say, okay, well, Aflac's offering this. What are the other competitors to Aflac offering from a benefits perspective?
And giving them those choices and allowing them to fill in those gaps. And when you have one, and especially when you have success stories, that really makes a big impact on the employees. Aflac.com/what? What is it quickly?
Workforces Report.
All right, Workforces Report. That's how you can find that on the website. Hey, good job again today, Matthew. Will you come back soon?
Yes, sir. Thank you for having
Matthew
us.
Matthew Ombe, ladies and gentlemen, with Aflac.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.